Hang on, Dark Eyes.
Don't call me.
This is going to be tricky.
Gave up his life on our account, did he now?
Yes.
Why, he didn't strike me as a self-sacrificing type.
Me neither, and I'd known him a while.
So where are we going?
Oh, into the lion's mouth. And if this dubious-sounding ex-person really is in your head, then the Daleks already know we're on our way. Sobering thought, isn't it?
Noise and upset for you, my Petulane.
Your what?
Petulane.
Looks more like a goat to me.
Do you understand what he said then?
Of course I did.
Interesting.
Is it? Where are we?
This is Srangor.
Is it now? Do you have a lot of people appearing out of nowhere in tardy boxes here?
Someone else asked me something like that earlier today.
Did they? And who was that?
I don't know. An unhappy man.
Why was he unhappy?
He threw himself off the mountainside.
Lord preserve us.
Twice.
Twice?
Didn't he get killed the first time?
No. He go back into his, what did you say? Tardy box.
TARDIS. He got back into his TARDIS?
And left.
Where did he throw himself?
Down there.
Nasty.
Let's take a look. Yes, we'll take the long way down, if you don't mind.
Well, your man with the goat is pointing to round about this spot here, by my reckoning.
There's definitely been an intrusion from the vortex here.
That penny whistle of yours is a pretty smart gadget.
I've been adapting it over the years. Seemed rather large to carry around if it just opened doors and detonated the odd landmine.
Not that I have a clue what you're talking about.
So a Time Lord threw himself off the mountain, nearly landed here, but something from the time vortex saved him. Sounds like someone's been using a temporal drone to me. Why?
This'll be you talking to yourself, am I right? That doesn't sound too healthy.
Get back.
That fella from Straxus's tardy box.
He's in a bad way. Sandon, isn't it?
You got out before it blew up, did you?
Locked my time ring onto your TARDIS.
He's not going to make it, is he?
I know. Sandon, listen to me. You're going to regenerate.
Regenerate?
Have you done this before?
No, but...
It's all right. We'll take you to my TARDIS.
No. You don't understand. Not possible.
Sure, fella, you don't look that heavy. One of us either side should be able to...
No! Please, listen. The weapon...
What weapon?
The weapon was tested here, on Srangor. Radiation. It means Time Lord regeneration. Not possible on this planet.
What kind of weapon was this? And what kind of radiation inhibits regeneration?
You must destroy the weapon.
He's gone. No regeneration.
And what is regeneration?
What Time Lords do to cheat death.
You mean... you can cheat death? How?
Not on this planet, apparently.
But how? Why?
Oh, it's just one of those things that some people from other planets can do, Molly. You'll just have to take my word for it.
will I know?
I cannot spend my life explaining things to people, not with a universe to save, not with time running out.
You don't trust me, do you?
Molly, you looked me straight in the eye not so long ago, and you told me you would be the death of all Time Lords.
But that wasn't me talking. That was this ex-fella.
I know.
You think he's listening? Watching now, don't you? Through my eyes and ears.
Perhaps. I don't know, Molly. I certainly hope not. Come on, we've got a weapon to find and destroy.
Straxus, I am far from pleased to see you again.
I know.
Then why do you insist upon...
Because when this is over, I want to be sure that we have, what shall I say, mutual interests.
And scrupulous to the last, Straxus. What is your report?
We created the illusion of a time ram.
The Doctor is far from credulous. What makes you so sure he believes...
Sandon sacrificed himself to convince the Doctor.
You demand a high price from your operatives.
My people understand the vital importance of their work.
So where is the Doctor now?
On Shrangor, where the weapon is housed.
I see.
Although, of course, he immediately used his natural cunning to avoid being controlled by the Time Lords. As predicted, he successfully adjusted the coordinates we pre-programmed into his TARDIS.
You anticipated this?
Of course. That adjustment triggered a covert bug we concealed in his TARDIS's operating system. He has, in fact, arrived exactly where and when we wanted him to.
It was never like this back home. Too hot. So what do you make of these big grey mounds we keep passing? And don't be telling me they're giant otherworld ants' nests or the like.
Oh, come on, come up here with me to the top.
Okay.
Come on, look down there. What do you make of that?
A big hole in the ground. Goes a long way down.
Yes, anything else?
Phew! The air coming out of it is hot and smelly.
It's a vent. There's something deep underground, something hot, industrial, technological.
Factories for making this weapon we're looking for.
What else?
What do you think it is? Like a big cannon or something?
I doubt it.
You should get down from there!
Are they friendly? They don't look friendly.
They look hungry. And not altogether happy with their lot. Follow me, no sudden moves.
Did the Master send you?
Masters? What Masters?
You mean the Daleks?
My people dare not mention their name. It is said that it summons them.
Do you believe that?
Oh, I think they come when they please, no matter what.
You're a wise man. What's your name?
Nardian.
So the Daleks are here.
Did you doubt it? Wherever dark eyes go, so
don't
go the...
Don't call me that. It's...
Accurate.
Where are you from?
Ireland. Can you not tell from my accent?
All we know of other worlds is the Masters. You are not from the Masters, then?
Quite the opposite.
They're after us. Well, me, mostly.
Then you must go back to your Ireland world as fast as you can. They will come again soon enough. And if they are seeking you, they are sure to find you, Dark Eyes.
Don't call me that. Nobody here call me that, okay? Look what you've done now. My name's Molly O'Sullivan.
Molly.
And I'm the Doctor. Nardian, how long have the Masters been here?
Many years. I was a child when they arrived. They destroyed everything. Our people once lived in great cities. Now we are as you see us, scavengers upon the land.
Well, they let you live?
We survive. There are times when we nearly forget the Masters. We raise our families, dare to laugh and smile, but they always return to take us below ground whenever they choose.
Below? You mean through these vent things, into their factories?
We don't know. Those who are taken never return. Last year, I lost my daughter. She was about your age, Molly.
Oh, I'm
afraid the Masters have a penchant for using slave labor. I take it that's a warning that the Daleks are coming, Nadia.
There is nothing to do but run, Doctor.
Oh, we know all about running, Nadia.
Good fortune to you, Doctor. Molly, perhaps we may meet again.
Seemed a nice fellow.
What are we hanging around here for?
And there they are.
doing what they do best. Terrorizing an innocent civilization, taking what they want, exterminating the rest.
I'm just wondering, why haven't you said it yet?
Said what?
Run, Molly, run!
Let's go!
Safe crouching here. They'll see us. Doctor! Doctor!
When I say go, climb to the top of this vent.
What kind of sense is that making?
Go!
That's your plan, is it? We hide down a bottomless pit.
If we're going to find this X and his Dalek weapon, we're going to have to find him. Now, come on. We can climb down. Hold my hand. Come on.
All right, all right. I thought riding a horse, getting into that flying machine, or diving up into a floating wave was daft enough, but...
No, that's it. You can do it. Come on.
It's getting pretty darn dark down here now.
I know, and the condensation on the rocks is making... Well,
Doctor?
It's all right.
Are you okay? I thought I'd lost you there.
I'm okay. It's not getting any easier, though, is it?
Hey, if those Daleks were setting about taking people down here, how are we getting away from them if we come down here anyways?
Well, because at least this way we enter their factories, or whatever they are, on our own terms. As free agents, if you like.
Aye, but for how long?
We just have to be optimistic.
Oh, do we now? But, like you think, this ex-bloke is watching everything through my eyes. Then he's going to know we're on our way down.
Oh, well, I've done something about that.
Have you now?
Oh, yes. You see, I didn't follow Straxus's pre-programmed flight plan in the TARDIS.
You didn't?
No. I adjusted our course. We arrived quite a few centuries before the time we were expected to arrive.
Centuries? You say that so easily.
In fact, I estimated the current relative Earth date is around the late 1800s.
When I was born.
Precisely. I want to know what this X and the Daleks were planning before they had some kind of hold over you.
So, what you're saying is, if we're lucky, the X and Daleks in the late 1800s won't know we're here.
And we'll be able to find out what they did to you, what this weapon is, and what the connection between you and it is.
So, you're really thinking they did something bad to me, aren't you now?
Molly, those dark eyes of yours...
Oh, stop it! Will you? Don't you think I had enough of that teasing when I was a kid? And when I first became a domestic, before I learned to punch people on the nose to shut them up? I may be hanging off a damp rock, but that'll not stop me giving you a good old thump. And make no mistake, the
Molly,
doctor...
Molly, I'm not teasing you. But those dark eyes, they're too dark.
Too dark for what, may I ask?
No one on Earth has eyes like that. No one.
No one.
And when we went to Halalka, you couldn't understand the locals.
Eh? What's that got to do with the price of fish?
And now you can understand the locals here. It's all got to do with something that's happened to your mind, or even perhaps your entire metabolism.
Has it?
It has.
Boy, this X and his Dalek friends sure have a lot to answer for. I'm telling you that for sure.
That is putting it mildly.
Well, all I ask is that when we find him, you just hold him steady while I give him a good punch on the...
It's all right. I've got you. Hang on.
Doctor, I'm slipping. Oh, God.
Molly, no. Gone. Oh, no. Please, no.
Where's the girl? Doc, Molly! I understand. I'm sorry. Did the Daleks take her or did she fall? Perhaps... Well, perhaps that is better.
No, no, it is not better. It is not better.
Yes. Sleep, my friend. Awake, your thoughts will torment a tired mind. Sleep and find your strength to live another day. There is food and drink. Not much, but...
Thank you. You're kind. Kindness doesn't usually flourish in the persecuted.
Kindness to each other is all we have. The Daleks offer us nothing but fear and death.
You dare to say their name?
They may be made of metal. They may shriek like the sound of tearing flesh in a nightmare. But they are just creatures like us. And all creatures can die and be defeated.
That's fighting talk, Nadia. Do you have a plan?
No, just hope.
Ah, that. It's a brave man who dares to hope when there's nothing to hope for.
Why were you trying to escape down into that pit?
Because that's where the Daleks are. And I mean to defeat them.
Defeat the Daleks? You will try again?
What else is there for me to do?
Run away, as we do. As I have done my whole life.
You don't sound too happy about that.
Would you be?
Well, I've done my fair share of running. Who knows what I'd do if I had your life?
You are kind not to talk about my cowardice.
There's no cowardice in staying alive and hoping against hope. This is good. Thank you.
You and the girl, you thought you could defeat the Daleks? Just the two of you?
It isn't always just a game of numbers. Sometimes it's about other things.
Like what?
Well, opportunity, surprise, knowledge.
You have knowledge of the Daleks?
Far too much.
Knowledge that could defeat them?
Well, you never know.
Did the girl... Did she have... Was she going to help you to defeat them in some unique way?
I don't know. I don't think so. The Daleks needed her for their plan.
What plan?
Don't know that either.
And yet you would still try to defeat them. Just the two of you.
Just the one of me now. Just the one. Didn't save the girl again.
Then I will come with you this time.
I can't ask you to do that.
You are not asking. I am insisting.
Nadia, you've managed to stay alive for...
For what? To be taken away by the Daleks one day? Perhaps it is time to die trying to defeat them. I have not been brave enough to try this alone, but now I have found a brave man.
Or a fool. So when do we start?
Come with me. I know where there is a pit where the walls are dry and the climbing is easier.
How come?
I tried it once. A long time ago, I climbed down... For many hours. But I was alone. Fear overcame my hope. I climbed back up.
And then this time, we must put our hope together. Make it twice as strong.
Yes. Perhaps for the memory of your friend?
Yes. For Dark Eyes.
Shaft Delta 4903.
Analysis.
She is not a native of Trangor.
She's human from Earth. Augment scan. These cellular readings show she's from the early industrial period on Earth. I wonder.
What course of action should we take?
It's too much of a coincidence. Interceptor! Activate a gravity beam and retrieve her immediately before she falls into the core of the planet.
Hello? Hello? Anyone here? Still following me then, lads.
Silence!
And what did you mean by that, girl? Why do you look at me like that?
Like what?
Like you recognize me.
I've never seen you before in my life.
Is that how humans lie? I can't tell. Oh well, there's only one way to find out. Blood sample.
I obey!
You ruddy little...
Scan it.
Confirmed!
What's confirmed?
Oh, do tell her.
Blood sample is full of retrogenital particles.
Retro what?
Where's the doctor?
The... who?
How did you get here?
No idea. I've lost my memory.
Then we shall just have to find it for you, shan't we? Take her to the cerebral probe.
We actually made it.
This place, it has a bad smell about it.
Dalek bases usually do. Ask me how they smell.
How? I do not...
Don't worry, I was just going to attempt a bad joke. Shh. Quick, hide. Over there. Okay, that was close shave number one. Well... all this looks pretty much under construction, so at least I was successful in shifting the TARDIS's coordinates. Right, stick with me, Nadian. We've got... Nadian?
Over here, Doctor!
Shh. Keep your voice down. What is it? Oh, no. That's interesting.
Is it the weapon you spoke of on the way down?
No, that's a space-time projector.
What does it do?
It projects things across vast distances in an instant. It folds time. I wonder what this one contains.
I won't tell you. Tell you anything.
You won't have to. All the information is coming up very nicely on this screen here. Transcribe, please.
Subject is called Molly O'Sullivan, an inhabitant of Earth. Born Earth year 1891, has travelled in space and time with Time Lord known as the Doctor.
Well, I think that's enough. Shut it down.
Well, aren't you the big know-it-all man, eh?
You do know me, don't you? I can see that in those dark eyes of yours. Dark eyes.
If I wasn't tied down, I'd...
Dark eyes, so full of retrogenitor particles. You're full to bursting, my dear. Ripe as ripe. Scan for the Doctor.
Alert! Doctor is at liberty in the complex!
Of course he is.
He must be exterminated!
Oh, he will be, but not just now. He's busy helping us, even though he doesn't know it. You see, I know that in the future, the temporal chamber will be completed and the relativity map will be activated. So, the Doctor's trip back in time to Shrangor will be charted by your Dalek time controller and me in the future. So you see, any problems will be solved later. Ours is not to reason why. We must let history take its course. Mustn't we, Molly O'Sullivan?
Oh. Where are we now?
Oh, no.
It's just an empty room, isn't it? Is there something I'm missing?
I recognize this place.
You do?
Yes. We saw the plans for one once.
One what?
A temporal chamber. I recognize the shape, the structure, you see? The more you look at it, the more the shape of it seems to change.
It's strange.
Like you keep noticing an extra bit out of the corner of your eye, but then when you look, it's gone. Yes.
This is the first stage of construction for a temporal chamber, all right. And you know what they build in temporal chambers, Nadian?
No.
Of course you don't. Why should you? You've led a simple, sensible life with only the massed persecution and ruthlessness of the Daleks to worry about. You haven't had to cope with the infinite machinations of the Time Lords.
I'm not really following.
They're going to build a relativity map here.
That's important.
Catastrophic.
Why?
Because it means that at some point in the future, X and the Daleks will be standing here, able to look at any point in space and time.
X?
They'll be looking at us here now. So why are we being left alone to wander freely? Why haven't we been intercepted by Daleks?
They haven't spotted us yet?
Spotted? They've had us spotted ever since we got here. Before that, and even before that, X can see forever, everywhere. X can manipulate anyone, anywhere, anytime.
Who is X?
Well, if I knew that, I wouldn't be calling him X, would I?
Doctor! Look!
You're the doctor, aren't you?
Dark Eyes!
I may be feeling like my head's in a bucket of 10-day-old slosh, but I'm not cloth-headed enough not to punch you on the nose.
No, wait a minute, Molly, calm down.
That really hurt!
Don't call me Dark Eyes, okay?
How did you survive?
I don't remember.
They found us!
No. That would imply they ever lost us.
Attention! Attention! Automatic countdown to space-time projector firing commencing now!
Space-time projector? What's one of those?
It folds time.
What?
That's what the doctor said.
Sure, he's always saying stuff like that.
Come on. There it is.
What are we going to do?
I don't know. Break it.
Doctor, look! Your tardy box!
How did that get there? Well, it certainly looks like my TARDIS. Even with the door facing away from me, I'd still recognize her anywhere.
Sure. Well, let's be getting in it and going.
In that box?
Don't go worrying yourself, Nadian. We'll explain later.
Nadian, Molly, get inside while I try to deactivate this projector.
Doctor, it's too late. Never mind the projector. Nadian, get inside.
But what?
Never mind your damn fool questions.
No. Fascinating.
Doctor, will you not just stand there like a flaming idiot? Quick, inside.
Right. Come on, Molly. Inside.
No, that's what I've been saying.
We've left Srangor.
Where now, then?
No, I... How can this be? What has happened to us?
Oh, now then, old fella, don't take on so.
But, Molly, I... This place, I don't understand.
There's nothing to understand. But, if I'd wasted my time trying to understand it, I'd have got myself into the right old state you're getting yourself into now, so I would. All you have to remember is that this tardy box is all a lot of nonsense not worth bothering with. It is what it is, and we're here.
Are we safe in here?
Of course we are. Safe as houses. Isn't that right, Doctor?
Let's hope so.
It was the Time Lords who moved the Doctor's TARDIS to the space-time projector.
Yes. Yes, you see? Here. You can see the arc of their influence.
How did they achieve this?
By remote control. That's what caused the momentary burst of distortion on the relativity map. But their meddling is futile. The Doctor was unable to interfere with the space-time projector before your Daleks arrived. Our plan has succeeded.
But the retrogenitor cannot yet be activated!
It's only a matter of time. I have a new memory now. A memory of the girl, Molly O'Sullivan, bursting with ripening retrogenitor particles centuries ago when she visited Srangor. But now she will be brought to us in this time period, and soon we will activate those particles.
This place, it's incredible. It goes on forever.
Something was
forever, the Earth, like a whole world.
Too big a coincidence that you were born around that time. And why else would X visit you when you were 2 years old?
You mean they fired something at me?
What have they done to you, Mully O'Sullivan? Hmm? And what happened to you when you were in the Dalek complex?
I don't know.
Why should I believe you?
You shouldn't. Should you? I wouldn't believe me if I were you. And to tell you the truth, I feel...
What do you feel?
Not myself at all. Like, there's a sort of buzzing in my head. What does that mean? What are you doing?
We have to get to Gallifrey. Only the Time Lords will have the answers we need.
But you can never get this thing to your Galilee place.
I'm out of options, Molly, and this X, well, he holds all the cards.
Does he?
He has a TARDIS, a temporal chamber, and a relativity map.
That's important, is it?
It means he somehow has access to Time Lord technology. And can see all of time and space. He can see us right now, or at least where and when the TARDIS is.
Then?
Then?
It's time for me to jump ship.
Jump? What do you...
Jump overboard.
What?
If this X and his Daleks are going to use me to blow up the whole of creation, if I'm such a threat to everyone, well, I haven't a choice, have I? Snuff me out, and their plans get snuffed out too.
You're serious, aren't you?
I've not had such a bad life, you know. Some might say, a good life. Going into service in England. Working for a decent family and a young mistress who treated me more like a sister than a servant. And I saved a good few lives in France, I reckon. I've done well, considering.
Considering?
Better than my two brothers and three sisters who didn't make it past their fifth birthdays.
I'm sorry.
Don't be. I barely remember them. My mammy told me. I saw the hurt in her eyes. And my two other brothers, Patrick and Liam, they did all right. Patrick in England, but then the war came and he volunteered. Killed on his first day in France. Liam stayed in Ireland, got caught up in stuff. Killed by an English sentry.
I had no idea.
Of course he didn't. Why should you? We don't know each other. So... if you open the door and I step out into this vortex thing you talk about, will it be quick?
Molly, you are not going to sacrifice yourself. Do you know why not?
Now look, it's the only sensible...
Because you are my responsibility. My responsibility.
You lost someone, didn't you?
What?
That's why you're so angry. That's what all that was about when that science lady got killed in London. Who was it? Was it Lucy? Or Susan?
I'm not losing anyone else. Not to the Daleks. Not today. Not ever. My job is to save you. That's what I do.
Report! Dalek timeship's now closing on the Doctor's TARDIS!
Good. Tell them to proceed.
Proceed! Time ram the Doctor's TARDIS!
Wait a minute.
Something not right? Hey, where's Nadian got
to? This isn't right at all.
Will I go and fetch him?
No, don't worry, we'll find him in a minute. I'm more worried about this. This doesn't make sense.
What doesn't make sense?
The controls.
Doctor! Molly!
Oh, there you are. And where have you been?
This place. It's unbelievable.
Yes,
it's
we know, Nadian, we know.
I have found another one.
Another? Another what?
What do you call this? A TARDIS?
A TARDIS! Wait a minute.
You found another TARDIS?
It was just the same. A blue box with windows and a light on top.
Of course. I should have known.
How about you make some sense, the Doctor?
This, all this.
What? What about it?
This isn't my TARDIS.
Well, it looks like...
Yes, it looks like it, but... The Time Lords, what are they up to? This is probably a mothballed old bog standard Type 40 they've dragged out of retirement.
This is not your TARDIS, and yet it looks like
yes.
it.
Yes.
How would you know the difference?
Look, I've put a lot of work in on the TARDIS over the eons. I've adapted her, changed her, cherished her. But this thing, this is just factory settings, nothing special, bog standard.
So, why would your Time Lords do this? And why is there another tardy box inside yours?
No, I...
Away! We must get out of here! It is safe!
Nadia, come back! Come back! Look, there's no point...
What's going on?
Time ram.
this bog-standard TARDIS has had all its defenses ripped out, is nothing more than a paper house standing against a tornado. Deep into that TARDIS he ran.
Silence! Enter now!
So this is it. The relativity map. Must be so boring knowing everything.
Is that X?
X? How very delicate of the Time Lords.
Delicate?
I'm Cotrus.
Never heard of you.
I know. I believe you've met my colleague.
The Dalek Time Controller.
Doctor, the Daleks are grateful to you.
Grateful? The last time I saw you, you were being blasted into oblivion.
From which I was rescued by Cotrus.
Why, Cotrus? Why would anyone rescue the Dalek Time Controller?
Shut down the relativity map.
I obey.
Getting bored with the view.
Activate retrogenitor, Deus.
Retrogenitor?
No idea.
No, I've heard that word before.
Have you?
On this planet. Centuries ago, Doctor.
Retrogenitor particles. You said something about retrogenitor particles.
And you're full of them, Molly. Brimming. Ripe.
Do come in. I need to close the door. Unless you want the Daleks to follow you.
Just the same. In here. Just the same.
Not quite. This is the Doctor's TARDIS.
But
I wouldn't worry your poor little brain about it.
Who?
Straxus. You're from the planet Trungor?
Yes. I am Nadian. The Daleks have captured the Doctor and...
Because the Daleks want to destroy the Time Lords.
Who?
My people. The Doctor's people.
Is Molly a Time Lord?
No. But it's her they're going to use to destroy us.
Use? Will that harm her?
Oh, yes. She'll cease to exist.
Then you've got to stop them.
Oh, we're going to stop them, all right.
So why did you come to Ireland on my second birthday?
Hmm? Oh, I had to make a physical examination.
Why?
To make sure the particles were fully incubated inside you.
Incubated?
The space-time projector. You fired those particles at Earth.
I also formed a low-level telepathic link with you, Molly. Just enough to make sure you couldn't stray too far, but not enough for you to be aware of it. Now then. Ah, yes.
Why?
Oh, I'm going to destroy the Time Lords.
How?
By making sure they never existed. There, the retrogenitor. Go on, ask. I know you're dying to.
It looks like a threatening marble to me, but I'm guessing it's a weapon.
Good guess.
Not really. You're working for the Daleks.
With the Daleks.
No one works with the Daleks.
And I think that's enough chat.
Doctor!
Polly, it's all right.
No, it isn't.
Whatever you're doing to her, stop.
Words, just words, Doctor. Don't worry yourself. In a few moments, you and your kind will never have existed.
Cotrus, whoever you are, you must not...
Doctor, this feels... everything's just fading away.
Molly?
So, these things inside Molly, these particles, they will destroy your people? How?
Ah... But that's just it, you see. That's only what the Daleks and Cotrus think.
Are they good?
Molly?
Your Time Lords! Your people!
Are they good?
Why does your man want to wipe them out?
I don't know, Mother. Because that's what the Daleks want?
No, Doctor. It's what I want. I designed this weapon. I came to the Daleks and offered it to them.
Atlas was a Time Lord. He asked us to genetically alter him, to infuse him with Dalek DNA, to wipe out his genetic heritage.
But why?
So that I could see the job done. Live to see a universe without the Time Lords.
A universe ruled by Dalek.
What's the matter? When it comes to it, you can't bring yourself to actually say it? Even the faintest idea.
What is what is happening?
No, you see, the Daleks and Cortress think they've primed Molly full of particles that will react to Time Lord DNA. That all the time they've been keeping Molly with the Doctor, the particles were benefiting from their physical proximity and their burgeoning emotional bond. Getting closer and closer to the point where they could activate the retrogenitor.
Activate the No, I don't understand.
But it's very simple. They think their retrogenitor will have latched on to the Doctor's DNA so that its energy can corkscrew down through history, unevolving the Time Lords as it goes, wiping out our very existence from the face of eternity.
What? What does all this mean?
As it turns out, precisely nothing.
Nothing?
It's all right. I've got you.
Cortress, explain.
Molly, are you okay?
I don't know. Am I? Is it over?
I don't know.
I don't understand.
Explain.
I said I don't understand.
Well, I promise I didn't touch a thing.
Shut up. Kill him.
No.
Get out. Pretty bad shot. Not looking too healthy, are they?
What have you done, Doctor?
I told you, really, nothing. What exactly was it you were trying to do again?
Unevolve the Time Lords. The retrogenitor particles will radiate through the vortex, finding all Time Lord DNA throughout eternity and eradicate it.
Hmm. But not today, it would seem. So my rescuing Molly, it was just a setup, was it? A trap.
Aye. It's written all over his face, so it is.
We'll take that as a yes, then.
That's for darn sure.
So you somehow made the Time Lords think Molly needed protecting. You deliberately leaked that bit of her DNA, didn't you?
They leaked a bit of me, did they? That doesn't sound a bit nice at all.
Then they gave me the mission, and what? The particles inside her were meant to sort of feed off me? Get infused with undiluted Time Lord flavor? So that your retrogenitor, great name, by the way, could use that? That's why you kept Molly and I together, isn't it? That's why you kept us on the run, manipulated events, am I right?
I said kill him.
They're well and truly stuffed, aren't they?
Cortress, you have betrayed the Daleks to the Time Lords.
No, never. I turned my back on the Time Lords centuries ago.
Really? Why?
I looked at history and realized that viewed objectively, truly objectively, the Time Lords are far worse than the Daleks. The Daleks may have a thirst for conquest and destruction, but it's nothing compared with the Time Lords and their endless machinations. Their mock benevolence and pomposity is just a shield for all the havoc and suffering caused by their dirty tricks, their secret agencies and interventions. They're responsible for more death and carnage than the Daleks could ever hope to dream of.
If you know me, you'll know that I'm not exactly a cheerleader for the Time Lords, Cortress. But you're wrong. Nothing and no one is worse than the Daleks. And only a madman would think so.
Yes, you see, when we transported the fake TARDIS to land right by the space-time projector, I swapped the particles.
So that they wouldn't destroy your people.
Oh, you catch on fast for a little primitive, don't you? Yes, when activated, these particles will unevolve the Daleks, destroy them for all time. It will be as if they'd never existed. Now, aren't you happy about that? Hmm? No oppression on your planet? Your family, your daughter will still be alive. I could look you up if you like. Find out just how happy and prosperous you end up being.
What about Molly?
Ah, well, she'll still have to die, of course. But in a much better...
Ow!
Doctor, psst. Doctor?
Yes, I've noticed the Daleks are recovering.
How did you do it?
Do what?
Particles in this girl have been engineered to...
Nadian!
Stop it! Stop it! It will kill Molly!
Halt, do not!
Who's this?
You! You are a...
Kill him!
Get down, Nadian!
It missed me!
Their aim's not too good at the moment.
If you activate that retrogenitor, you'll not only kill Molly, you'll wipe out the Daleks!
I know!
What? Nadian, is this true?
Yes!
How do you know?
Because I stupidly told him. Ah, the petty emotions of lesser species. What a curse upon the cosmos.
You.
You are Straxus! Straxus!
Don't tell me you were holed up in that other TARDIS inside the fake one.
Yes, I was inside your real TARDIS. Well, Cotris, I see you've already had the retrogenitor switched on. Allow me to warm things up again before the Daleks fully recover.
Stay back!
Don't be absurd! I'm perfectly willing to kill you if necessary, and you know I can.
No!
What exactly is going on here, Straxus?
Be quiet, Doctor. I'm just ridding eternity of the Daleks.
Doctor!
Switch it off! You really want me to save the Daleks? I don't think so.
No, Straxus, no!
Stay back! I'm warning you!
It's not about saving the Daleks. It's about saving an innocent life, Straxus. You are just using their twisted strategy. We have to be better than that.
Do we indeed? I really do have no idea where you get your overblown notions of morality, Doctor.
Doctor!
What's going on, Cotris? Why don't you order your Daleks to kill Straxus? They may not shoot straight, but if they all fired at once, they might get lucky.
Because Cotris isn't his real name. Well, it's the family name. His real name is Straxus.
But that's...
me. He's me. My next regeneration.
Straxus must be stopped and exterminated!
No, no, no! You mustn't do that!
Just do tell your idiot associates that isn't a very sensible idea!
Down, Nadia, down!
Doctor, we must save Molly!
I know!
Where is this retrogenitor?
Exterminate them all!
It's that tiny glass ball sitting up there, but we haven't got a catch chance in hell!
Doctor! Doctor! Then it's up to me!
Nadian, what are you doing? No!
Come back, you primitive moron! That's the retrogenitor! Put it down, you idiot! It'll kill you!
You want me to put it down? Then I will!
God, you're heavy. Come on, Doctor. You've got to help me. We've got to get out of here. Wake up! I know you're still alive. I felt your pulse.
Molly.
That's it now.
You're still alive.
Lucky that, eh? Now, come on. Get your feet working, man.
Dalek weapon power must have been low. I feel numb all over. It's better than being dead, though. Right, look out!
Doctor, you must not escape!
If it's all the same to you, I think we will, if you don't mind. Now, listen to me, Doctor. If we get back into that broken tardy box, your tardy box will be inside it. Am I right?
Yes, you're right. What happened?
It was Nadian. He gave his life. He smashed the marble.
Smashed? Oh,
Oh, Nadia, and what about Straxus and Traxus?
They're out for the count.
Are they dead?
I'm not sure, but come on. Ah!
Just give me one good reason why I shouldn't blow her brains out, Doctor.
The game's up. It's all over.
Because you're not a Dalek, Straxus. You're not a ruthless killer.
But thanks to you and the simpletons who inevitably trail after you, there will now always be Daleks. We could have rid the universe of them once and for all.
Put the gun down, Straxus.
They're your greatest enemies, and you want to save them? You idiot!
No, I'm the idiot now, am I? Let me guess how this came about. The High Council of Time Lords must have broken the laws of time to tell you that your future self would betray the Time Lords to the Daleks. Tell me I'm wrong.
Oh, and you always play by the rules, don't you, Doctor? The High Council ordered me to kill myself here on Schranger, where retrogenitor radiation had made regeneration impossible. But as we suspected, Cottrus had built a space-time drone to track me and intercept me if I made any attempts at noble self-sacrifice to rewrite the future. If I die, Cottrus no longer exists.
Funny how that wasn't your plan for stopping it. Funny how you opted for another plan that involved the death of someone else, and now you're threatening to kill her for what?
To make you suffer for what you've done.
Oh, and that's official High Council policy, is it? You're nothing but a self-serving coward.
And if Cottrus is you, why did he turn against his own people in the first place?
That's a good question, Straxus.
Because you? If I were to list all the interventions, the manipulations...
I don't have to listen to you!
The genocides committed by the Time Lords, I'd be here for an eternity. There was blood on our hands.
Stay back! No!
Of course, you, Molly, it's all right, you're safe.
So, what are you going to do now, Straxus? Shoot your future you?
You think I have any desire to regenerate into this psychotic moron?
I am the result of you, Straxus. When I regenerated, I was disgusted by you. The arch-manipulator, personally guilty of so many of the Time Lord's crimes. I couldn't even bear to keep your name. I needed to cleanse myself of you, of the stench of Time Lord hypocrisy.
Shut up!
Doctor, those Daleks are looking more lively as every moment passes. We've got to get out of here.
Straxus, this is all your fault, don't you see that? All of your own making. Stop blaming me, stop blaming him. He is you. All your guilt, bound up in a self-loathing psychosis.
Exterminate them! Exterminate them all!
Run, Molly, run!
Come on!
The Doctor and the girl have escaped! Kill this Time Lord!
No!
No, you can't kill him! He's my past! If you kill
your
him...
Your betrayal of the Time Lords has served its purpose.
But if you kill me, then you'll wipe out everything Encotris achieved. Your plans will vanish from history.
And you would attempt to trade that for your own survival.
I don't... What are you saying?
The Doctor was right, Straxus. You are a coward. Exterminate him!
No!
Everything we achieve will be wiped from...
I am the Dalek Time Controller. My odyssey has taken me through all eternity and beyond. My consciousness exists outside of time. You are correct. These events will fade, but I will remember. And then we will have no need of the Time Lords and their deceptions.
If that is true, if you survive, you must destroy it. For the sake of the universe, you must destroy the Time Lords.
I...
Is everything all right now? What does that mean? Something terrible?
Time shift.
Oh, that'll be another of your great explanations.
Hold on to something. Daleks must have killed Straxus. Cultris suddenly would never have existed.
But if he never existed, how come I'm here? How come I remember him? I even remember him now on my second birthday. That's not normal, is it? No one remembers what happened on their second birthday.
Yes, well, strange things happen in the TARDIS.
Oh, do they now?
I wonder if the Dalek time controller survives, given that there was no Cotris to rescue him.
What do we do now?
Well, the Time Lords aren't going to be very pleased with me. Not now they know, I know, the depths they were prepared to sink to wipe out the Daleks. So, Molly?
What's the matter?
Your dark eyes.
Right. That's it!
No. Molly. No, they've gone. They're not dark anymore.
Oh.
You seem a bit sad.
No. It's just that... No. I won't recognize myself, will I? Strange.
Yeah, just talking about your eyes changing. Imagine what it's like when your whole mind and body changes.
That regeneration lark you were on about... Not planning on doing that anytime soon, are you?
No.
You lead a strange life, don't you? The Doctor.
Molly, please leave the controls alone.
Sorry, old habits.
Right, well, with all that time shifting in the vortex, I'm going to have to do some serious recalibrating. I need to go to the power room. You fancy a guided tour on the way? It's not obligatory.
Maybe later. I'd like to finish my letter, if you don't mind.
A letter?
To my mammy. I started writing it before I met you. I wouldn't mind posting it somewhere.
Right. You finish your letter, then we'll land somewhere you can post it. In fact, you could even deliver it in person, if you like.
I suppose I could at that.
Well, it's up to you. Make yourself comfortable. Use the table over there.
Thank you. I will.
There should be some pens about.
Sure.
Molly! I thought so. You've landed, old girl. Molly! You've been messing about with the controls again, haven't you? What? Dear Doctor, I've gone to post my letter. Thank you for rescuing me.
But I realize now that with everything Cotris did now undone, my dear Kitty will still be alive. And she needs me. And while there is a hope that she will get better, I must be by her side.
And there she goes. Back to the chateau. Back to the tents. Back to her war. Dark eyes no more.